Healthcare workers on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic will be the first in the nation to get the Pfizer vaccine this week, but not all of them are going to opt in. While many are relieved and joyful to be getting vaccinated, others say they still have questions about the safety and long-term effects. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells talked to several doctors and nurses about what it feels like to be first.
I kept pressing these workers for strong emotions here, like, guys, a COVID vaccine. You're the first. What are you thinking? And some of them were like Dr. Luda Kate Felicities.
Holy shit, this is actually going to happen, and I am so excited about it.
She is an ER doctor at DMC Sinai Grace in Detroit.
My husband and I have been talking about this for very, very long. He's also in healthcare. But we're very excited to basically protect ourselves, to protect our children, and try to protect our communities.
But not everybody is so sure.
I will decline to take the vaccine.
This is a nurse who works at Henry Ford Health System. We're not using her name to protect her job, but she's worried about longer-term risks from the vaccine because it is still so new. And I also talked with a nurse at McLaren Flint who feels torn because she's planning to start a family soon, and she worries that because pregnant women weren't included in the vaccine trials, there could be unknown risks. And these healthcare workers aren't alone. In November, the CDC put out a study saying just 63% of healthcare workers said they would get a vaccine. Many of them said they were worried about how fast it had been developed. And Black Americans, like this Henry Ford nurse, are even more likely to say that they are skeptical of a government and a health system that has discriminated against them.
It's been voiced in several different meetings with upper management, with the CEOs and the president. They're fully aware that nursing staff feels as though they don't want to be somebody's science experiment or guinea pig.
In a statement, a Henry Ford spokesman says the health system is, quote, very mindful of the concerns of people of color about vaccines, unquote, and that the health system made efforts to include them in its trial of Moderna's vaccine. The spokesman also said that they are confident in the FDA's approval process and are providing resources to staff to make informed decisions. Sparrow Hospital in Lansing has also been trying to get out in front of these questions and concerns. They are reassuring staff that, say, mild to moderate side effects like fever or headaches are normal reactions to the vaccine.
And what that is your body recognizing the vaccine, developing an immune response, and then the end result being you've developed antibodies to fight off.
That's from one of the videos about the vaccine that Sparrow's made and sent out internally to staff members like nurse Katie Pontifex.
In the beginning, it felt very rushed. I think that's a very knee-jerk reaction that is very natural.
But Pontifex has come around. She says she and her husband, who's a researcher, have done a deep dive into the information coming out of Pfizer and the FDA, even in just the last few days and weeks. And that information indicates the vaccine is effective and safe.
I felt much better about it. I feel very safe taking this vaccine, and I will be one of the first to sign up to get it next week.
Sparrow's own internal survey shows that the majority of healthcare workers there are interested in taking a vaccine. And the CDC says convincing these providers that this vaccine is safe and that they should take it is a priority right now. Because once this vaccine is available to more people, so many patients are going to be looking to their healthcare providers to answer their questions or concerns. And Eric Kumar knows this. He's also a nurse at Sparrow. And he says he feels like he needs to get vaccinated so that other people in his life will also feel like it's safe.
I'm getting vaccinated for myself, my neighbor, my patient, my wife, my mom. You know, it's like I'm getting vaccinated for everybody.
Michigan is expecting to get about 84,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine this week. That's enough for about 42,000 people. And obviously, that won't cover all 600,000 some healthcare workers in the state. But the hope is that Michigan will get exponentially more doses in the coming weeks. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.